there. You are listening to IWG Radio, the place to be for all of your wellness needs. We just want to take a moment to thank you so much for listening and just let you know that any of the information that is provided is strictly for an educational resource and is not intended to diagnose or treat any conditions. The lifestyle interventions discussed should not be used as a substitute for any type of conventional medical therapy. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Nicole, and welcome back to another episode of Integrative Wellness Radio. I am here with Dr. Kyle, our chiropractic physician and pregnancy specialist here at IWG. And I'm very, very excited to be chatting with Dr. Kyle, just for him to explain a little bit more about what he's been doing with some of these women coming through the doors of IWG. It really has been amazing to see the empowerment that these pregnant women come out with on being able to know how to communicate with their physicians, know how to communicate with the hospitals, knowing how to just be able to understand, you know, what their body is going through and to be absolutely best prepared for their birth. And I want to just have Dr. Kyle elaborate a little bit more on what he's doing, as well as his offerings to women that are either trying to get pregnant or are currently pregnant and just feel really, really lost. So Dr. Kyle, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you even got into this and what, you know, what really just gets you excited about it?
Well, it started a while ago. As many things for most of us, the universe kind of gives us what we want and what we're looking for. And as I started to work with the pregnant population or families trying to conceive, a lot of very similar questions came up on a very regular basis. And I felt that this was, you know, kind of odd in that if they were working with other practitioners and other quote-unquote specialists, whether it be fertility specialists, obstetricians, or pediatricians, that why were all these questions still coming up? Why were those answers not being presented to them? So obviously, after hearing a lot of these similar questions, I decided to compile them and provide all of those answers in a different format. And throughout that process, essentially developed an entirely new program surrounding preconception, nutrition, throughout the entire pregnancy, information regarding classes, other questions you need to ask your providers, information on hospital protocols, home birth versus hospital birth, what you should expect, what you shouldn't expect, what other questions to ask, what do, you know, contractions feel like versus false labor. Literally, the list is endless. And like Dr. Nicole said, empowerment is where it all comes from. Knowledge is power, and unfortunately that knowledge isn't there unless you're really seeking it out
and asking the right questions.
Exactly. And I didn't think that was fair, that families, especially with, you know, their first baby that's being, you know, grown and born, that they were unsure about so many things, and that leads to a lot of fear, and that heightened sense of stress also, you know, can be projected onto the baby, which is definitely something we don't want.
Yeah, I always find it impressive how Kyle, I think, knows more about pregnancy, birth, as well as vaginas than I do.
Happens.
So with that being said, you know, I can even just say from my own experience, at this time, I do not have children, but I have many, many friends that have, you know, gotten pregnant, I would say within the past few years. And they really had this fear and this uncertainty that Dr. Kyle is explaining. And, you know, they didn't know who to work with. They didn't know the questions to ask. They didn't know if they had options outside of a hospital birth. They really didn't know much and kind of just went into it trusting the process and trusting their physician. And, you know, as things started coming up, I really funneled them to say, Dr. Kyle's the person you really want to talk to because he's very knowledgeable about this. And when he sat down with them and gave him, how many questions is it?
I think it's up to 42 right now.
So he has compiled...
And that's just one consultation.
Yeah, so he's compiled 42 questions that you need to ask your resources, your physician, your obstetrician, etc. And as he went through these questions with these women, they were completely mind blown and was like, I didn't even know to ask any of these questions. And once they actually started asking the questions to their physicians, I feel like a lot of them felt unsupported, essentially. And, I just see as working with Kyle that that's really his biggest driving force is supporting these women through the process and allowing them to have, I think, this really, really special time being pregnant, which I think most women imagine.
Yeah, a lot of the questions that I present to families surround, how are they going to decipher what's going on, asking specific questions, what answers come back, and what information those answers provide. If you ask a certain question, let's say, for example, about a specific practitioner's either cesarean section rate or specific protocols that they use, based on the information that comes back from them to you, that can lead you in a direction of, well, am I with the right practitioner? Am I delivering at the right hospital? If I enter the hospital at a certain time, am I going to be on a timeline? And again, that's a very, very short list of some of the questions, but all of that leads to, am I going to have the birth experience that I want? And unless you have the information and knowledge on if X happens, then Y, then you're just going to, what I say, fall to protocol. And during a hospital birth, if something happens, there's a protocol that's by the book. And if you're not aware of that, things can happen and they may not even tell you because it's just protocol and they just know better. And that's not always the case. This is your experience. This is your baby. And you should be able to at least have a say in what's going on because this
or
is
be
your
informed.
Absolutely.
I think that what you said really hit home is that a lot of times you don't know what's going on in the background.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you said protocols. That was the next question I was going to ask you was about protocols, because I personally even feel like going through school and when we were getting educated on, birth and some of the protocols that exist, I remember something that stood out to me was the eye drops that are put into the baby's eyes right out of the birth canal. Mm-hmm. And that is in case the mother had gonorrhea. And not being tested for the gonorrhea, that's not something that they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're just doing it as a precaution necessarily. And then, they're finding that that is potentially causing visual issues for these children. So, I think that that's really huge. And, talking a little bit more about protocol, like what would you say is one of the biggest things or the most common things that you are seeing from a protocol standpoint that you think women really need to know about?
It really starts during pregnancy. Labor and delivery is a huge part of it, but there are steps and tests that your other practitioners are doing, one, because they are also quote-unquote protocol. But based on those results, the snowball effect can start very early. So for example, right around, usually in between 34 and 36 weeks, you're going to have a GBS test, and that stands for Group B Strep. Now, I've heard from some practitioners that no matter what you do, a Group B Strep cannot be prevented. So Group B Strep is a colonization within the birth canal that, if you are positive, can cause some issues to the baby during and after birth. So if you test positive, they will put you on antibiotics during the birthing process. Some practitioners will send you home with antibiotics, quote unquote, just in case, before the results even come back. Now, what that's going to do, it's a broad spectrum antibiotic, which is going to kill all of your good happy, healthy, natural flora within the birth canal that when the baby is delivered via the birth canal should be colonized on the baby's skin in their mouth and develops their healthy microbiome.
Which is reflective of a healthy immune system.
Absolutely. Developing the baby's microbiome is going to, again, develop a healthy immune system, but also we also know now that a vast majority of our neurotransmitters are produced in the gut. So we are immediately influencing our baby's immune system and neurology the second they are born. And if we are forcing antibiotics into a body and a system and killing all the good positive things, then we're just not starting off on the right foot. And just that little subject can be a whole nother topic of discussion. But it's information like that. So for example, how can I prevent group B strep? If I am taking care of moms and they are under my care, I'm always going to recommend a very high quality probiotic with a prebiotic. One, because that is going to not only support their natural flora, but help specific strains in certain probiotics can help decrease the chances of a positive result on a group B strep test.
And I think that's just
little things like that.
Yeah, that's just one example of having other tools, because I think that's, you know, it's a commonality in just medicine in general that, you know, A equals B there, and there's no in between. But at the end of the day, medicine really has a tremendous amount of gray area. And if you have, you know, an infection, then it's not that the antibiotics are the only option that exists. It just might be the only option that you're being presented with. And I think that's really the key thing that, you know, Dr. Kyle is working with and achieving with his patients is these are the other options. You know, you have the decision of, or you have the opportunity to make the decision to go that route or not, but it's knowing what else is outside of protocol.
Right, absolutely. And again, that snowball effect can start very, very early as well. So providing information about what do real contractions feel like versus Braxton Hicks contractions. Am I in active labor? Am I in the first stages of labor? Oh, my water broke. That must mean I'm in labor. That's not always the case. Just because your water breaks doesn't necessarily mean you're in labor, which is a very common misconception. Oh, I'm dilated at 2 centimeters. I must be in labor. You can be dilated for 2 centimeters for days to a week or longer. So knowing your body's signs of what everything is supposed to feel like is going to, again, provide you with that information of, oh, I'm okay. I can stay home. I'm not ready to go to the hospital. And knowing which hospital you're delivering at, which practice you're delivering with, if I go to the hospital and I'm not ready, are they going to send me home or are they going to keep me? If they keep me, am I going to be on a timeline of, okay, my labor has started on their watch. I'm going to have only a certain amount of hours for me to show them, quote unquote, progress, and then the interventions can start. But if I don't know that, if I don't have that information, then I'm going to fall into their protocols of labor induction, whether it be Cervidil or Pitocin, which is going to increase your contractions in an unnatural state. They're going to be harder, more intense, and more frequent than they would be naturally, not only putting stress on your body, but stress on the baby as well, which increases your chances of then wanting or needing an epidural, and then that has its own side effects as well, not only during labor, but also postnatally to you and the baby. Again, this is all about information. And we're only reaching the tip of the iceberg here. There's so many other little points of information. But again, what you don't know, you don't know. And if that's the case, then things are going to happen. And again, you're in birthing mode. You're in the zone. They may ask you questions. You may answer. And you may not even remember. And that, without knowledge, is going to be a situation where things are just going to happen. And that's not what you want.
Yeah, I think having that support system is just so, so key, because as you can tell by, you know, Dr. Kyle just speaking on behalf of the struggles he sees with his patients, it's, you know, there's a lot to know. There's really, really a lot to know. And I know that especially for some women that are, this is their first time around and this is their first child, they feel nervous and they feel scared because they don't know.
Right.
And it's not to say that, you know, if you've had a couple of children so far that this type of support isn't appropriate for you, but it could just potentially make your, you know, your pregnancy and your birthing process a lot more smooth and supported in comparison to the prior births.
Absolutely. There's always options. Say, for example, there are usually a lot of questions surrounding, well, maybe I've had one or two babies before. I had a C-section. Can I have a vaginal birth after C-section, also known as a VBAC? Absolutely, that's always an option. Again, that you need to know if you're with the right practitioner. Are they comfortable with you making that decision? Are they providing you with the tools and resources in order to make that happen? What positions should I be in to allow labor to progress the way that it should in a timely manner? Should I be standing? Should I be squatting? Should I be on all fours? Should I be lunging? Should I be lunging with my right leg versus my left leg? Should I be using a birthing ball? Am I allowed to eat? Am I allowed to drink? What other things can I do, or what other things will you allow me to do that we can be on the same page about to make sure that this happens the way that I would like it to? And all those things, again, if you're not getting the answers that you want, then sometimes you need to look elsewhere.
And I think we've talked a lot about, you know, pregnancy and the birthing process, but I think that some of the value that you provide to your clients after the birth is really, you know, just amazing, because so many of these new moms, they're like, all right, I made it. Mm-hmm. Now I have a human that I have to take care of.
Exactly.
And usually, you know, there's a lot of questions because their own bodies are going through so many changes, especially if they're breastfeeding, and knowing, you know, how to take care of themselves, how to make sure they're producing. But then if they are going the formula route, you know, what formula? And, you know, when should I start introducing foods? And I think that that is really some amazing value that you are providing to these women and helping them really every step of the way, essentially.
Right. As we were speaking earlier about the consulting or the consultations that are within the program, that is, you know, one of the consults that's within the program is the fourth trimester. What happens after you're home with baby? Do you need breastfeeding support? Do you need to meet with a lactation consultant? Absolutely. I recommend all my clientele to meet with a lactation consultant, Lucky Baby Lactation specifically. And all of those questions that Dr. McColl just mentioned, mom is low on energy because she's taking care of the baby, and maybe she's not eating enough, or she's not eating on a regular schedule. What foods are going to be beneficial for me to increase my energy? Am I eating enough caloric intake to support not only myself, but the increased needs for breastfeeding and the baby? How much extra is that? What foods should I avoid? Maybe my baby is favoring a breast. What does that mean? Maybe my baby has a little bit of dry skin, or their sleep is off, or their poops look different, or all of those questions. What does that mean? And how do I fix that? What do I do? So all of those are very common and logical questions, and they come up all the time. But again, if you're home with a brand new baby on maternity leave, and you know you're,
I think women call it survival mode.
Yeah, you just don't know. So having the extra support is huge. You know, it takes a village. It really does. That adage is completely, completely true.
Yeah, I think that it's just, you know, I hear it all the time from women is, you know, when they have their new baby, they're like, literally, this is survival mode. So I think being able to have that support and clarity is so, so huge. So Dr. Kyle, why don't you tell people how they can find you, how they can find out more about working with you? Are you doing any consultations right now? Are you open for business? How does it all work?
I'm obviously open for business, of course. And I am working with some families right now on the consulting side. And what what the pregnancy program includes, if you will, is chiropractic care, craniosacral therapy, foundation training, and the consultations. This is something that I feel is something that just doesn't exist. And that's why I feel very, very excited to present this as an offering for people. I am a chiropractor by trade. I'm Webster Technique certified through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. I'm a certified craniosacral therapist through the Upledger Institute. I'm a foundation training instructor. And again, very well read and knowledgeable when it comes to prenatal and perinatal nutrition, as well as pediatric nutrition as well. So,
well, before we wrap up, I want to make sure that people can understand the value of chiropractic and craniosacral for someone who is pregnant, because I think that that can definitely be foreign to some of our listeners. So if you can just give us a brief rundown of, like, why is that valuable?
It's valuable on many levels. So chiropractic specifically, and the type and style of chiropractic that I utilize with my clientele, obviously there's going to be a lot of attention surrounding the pelvis, not only the structure, but the soft tissue and ligamentous structures as well, to allow the pelvis to be in its best possible position for the baby to be in their proper position to allow for a natural birth without the need of intervention. One, that is key. And the reason why that is so important is because decreasing any chances of interventions is going to decrease any side effects for you and your baby, and is going to start your baby off on the right foot. Health-wise, immune-wise, neurology, behavior, attachment, on every level, essentially.
And also better recovery for mom.
Totally, 100%. Craniosacral, for a few different reasons. There is a structural component to craniosacral therapy as well, but it deals with the circulation of your cerebral spinal fluid. Long story short, it essentially provides nourishment and information to your brain and your spine, as well as the babies in utero. Decreases your stress response, which is huge. Any sort of stressors that are going on in your body are going to be transmitted into the baby, which can, again, cause some negative effects. We want everything to be happy and positive and calm, and allow you to have a clear mind, energetically, emotionally, to allow for the remainder of the pregnancy to be amazing. And again, for recovery as well. It's very light and gentle. I've done cranial sacral therapy on moms, essentially in labor, chiropractic care as well. Chiropractic care with infants in the delivery room, because that is one of the most important times to get a baby checked. And also foundation training throughout the pregnancy, and also in labor as well, specific biomechanic positions and firing specific muscle patterns with utilizing a specific form of breath called decompression breathing has been shown in my experience to help make the labor and birthing process easier.
Awesome. That is really quite the package. Well, I really appreciate you giving women this information, because I think it's extremely valuable just being able to know that there's somebody out there that can not even just help them from a coaching mechanism, but also to be able to get more in tune with their bodies and also increase their recovery, because I know some women really, really struggle with their recovery after the birth. So we appreciate your time. And for those of you listening that are really excited about this information and looking for more, check out our website. We do have our pregnancy program and consulting services listed there. And you can learn a little bit more about Dr. Kyle and the team that he is working with. And then also, if you are really, really interested in even just chatting with someone here at IWG about the program, we do offer 15-minute strategy calls. So Jeff, definitely check us out on the website or give us a call at our office, and we are happy to help in every way possible.
And if you are listening at a distance and you are still curious to learn more about the consulting side of the program, the consultations can be done via Skype, phone, and still a wonderful avenue to help you have the birth experience that you want, even if you aren't nearby.
I think that's huge. So I, you know, that's really important for people to know, is they can access you from anywhere, which is great. The beauty of technology, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We will see you next week.